While Underground Adventure typically requires a special ticket, just let the staff member know you're here for the audio tour, and they'll welcome you in.
This video at the entrance explains what that label said upstairs. All living things need nitrogen to make protein. There's nitrogen available in the air, but plants and animals can't access it. These rhizobia bacteria can, though. They take nitrogen from the air and fix it for the plants.
The plants then distribute this nitrogen into the soil or to animals like us who eat the plants. And this was Carver's expertise. His master's degree in bacterial botany focused on this relationship between plants, fungi, and their ecological impacts.
Toward the back of this exhibit, a panel titled The Remarkable Rhizobia Relationship explains that only certain plants, like legumes, have these rhizobia in their roots, which is why farmers rotate them with other crops.
In the introduction to Carver's 1905 bulletin, How to Build Up Worn-Out Soils, he cites an ancient Egyptian approach to letting land sit idle to rest.
Although the fertilizing value of legumes was identified early on as a way to not just rest, but replenish land, a growing world population traded some of this historical knowledge for what was seen as more economically efficient agriculture.
But George Washington Carver argued it could be both. He says for 8 years, the Tuskegee Station has made the subject of soil improvement a special study, emphasizing the subject of crop rotation.
Keeping in mind the poor tenant farmer with a one-horse equipment, he continues, therefore every operation performed has been within his reach, the station having only one horse.
At the bulletin's conclusion, Carver says that peanuts should be grown by every farmer, and that even the poorest soils can be brought back to abundance with the right approach.
Now we're exiting Underground Adventure by walking past the animatronic tarantula.
Wait, do we have to?
How else are we going to get to the next stop of the tour?
All right,